didn't know anybody could be lonely on Valentine's Day. What can I do to help them feel loved?
Just sharing your time with another person will show them that you care. Happy Valentine's Day. My name is Zach. You know, a lot of people think Valentine's Day is just for sending cards, flowers, and candy. And of course, there's nothing wrong with that. But you can also make it a day where you let the important people in your life know that you care. Don't forget to take a moment to tell your friends and family how much you love them. Now, our story today is called Lonely on Valentine's Day. "Did Daddy give you those roses?" asked Chloe. Mom smiled. "They smell so good. He never forgets Valentine's Day. He took some daisies and some cookies over to Grandma, too. She may feel lonely today." "Why would she feel lonely on Valentine's Day? It's so much fun and delicious." "Well, Grandpa always gave her flowers on special days, and that made her feel loved. Now that Grandpa has passed away, we want Grandma to know she's still loved. Actually, many people feel lonely on Valentine's Day." Chloe seemed puzzled, so Mom explained, "People like Grandma who have lost a loved one may feel sad and lonely on Valentine's Day, or someone whose spouse is away in the military, or a single person who hoped to get married but didn't." Chloe was still thinking about that while she waited for her friend Laura to arrive. In Sunday school, she'd learned that the Bible says to bear one another's burdens. Mom and Dad were helping lift Grandma's burden of loneliness by showing her she was valued. Chloe prayed, "Lord, please show me how to help someone feel valued today." She and Laura had planned to go to the movies, but Chloe had a plan. "My mom said that some people are sad on Valentine's Day, like Mrs. Holt across the street," she told Laura. "Her husband died last summer. He used to come over here and Dad would help him pick bouquets of wildflowers for his wife from our backyard garden. She probably misses that. What if, instead of going to the movies today, we made her a bouquet?" Laura loved the idea. "I have some red ribbons we could tie it with to make it fancy. Hey, what about Miss Whitman, the cafeteria lady? I bet she'd love some flowers. Who else?" "Let's make a list," said Chloe. By that afternoon, the girls had made and delivered bouquets to six people who all seemed pleased to be remembered. Then the girls took several bouquets to the senior center to brighten up their dinner tables. When Chloe's dad heard about it, he beamed. "You two gave up your own plans to bring smiles to a lot of people today. Well done, girls." So, how about you? Have you ever felt lonely and sad? Well, of course you have. Some people are deeply lonely or sad much of the time, and you may not even know it. Jesus cares about people who are hurting, and you can remind them of his love by showing that you care about them too. You might be able to lift someone's burden with a smile, a cheerful hello, or a sincere compliment. Look for ways to help those who may be feeling sad or lonely know they're loved and valued. Our key verse for today is found in the letter to the Galatians, chapter 6, verse 2.
Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
And our key thought for today, help others feel loved. When you're eating lunch or doing homework, do you like just listening to silence, or do you want to listen to fun music picked out just for you? If you chose music, then ask your Amazon Echo to play Keys for Kids Radio. Listen to music from Seeds Family Worship, Hillsong Kids, and Yancey, and stories like Adventures in Odyssey and Paws and Tales. Turn up the awesome at home just by asking Alexa, play Keys for Kids Radio. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.